Fat Sex Therapist Compares Fitness Trainers to Nazis at St. Olaf's College. By Tom Sikata on April 26, 2019. Sonali Rashidwar, who calls herself the Fat Sex Therapist, compared fitness trainers to Nazis during a speech at St. Olaf's College last week. According to a report from Campus Reform, Sonali Rashidwar is at it again. Breitbart News reported in March 2018 that Rashidwar was encouraging students at the University of Vermont to throw away their scales in an effort to promote body acceptance and self-love. At that event, Rashidwar argued that thinness is a white supremacist beauty ideal. Last week, Rashidwar spoke for 2 hours at St. Olaf's College in Minnesota. During the event, Rashidwar fitness training to Nazis and the recent Christchurch shooting in New Zealand. I do not think it's surprising that the man who shot up Christchurch, New Zealand was also a fitness instructor, Rashidwar said. The shooting is a clear communication that there's still an idealized body. Nazis really love this idea of an idealized body, and so it makes a lot of sense to me that a fitness instructor might also think about an idealized body in this thin white supremacist way, she added. But Rashidwar didn't stop there. She asked the audience to consider that high blood pressure could be the product of the social stigma surrounding being overweight rather than obesity itself. We should be critical of the use of science and the production of knowledge to continue promoting this idea that certain bodies are fit, able, and desirable. Is it my fatness that causes my high blood pressure? Or is it my experience of weight stigma? Rashidwar asked the audience, before claiming that fatphobic science has Nazi origins. Rashidwar also argued that forcing a child to diet is akin to molesting them and that both involve lack of consent from the child. I truly believe that a child cannot consent to being on a diet the same way a child cannot consent to having sex, Rashidwar said. But Rashidwar didn't convince every student in attendance to convert to her way of thinking about radical self-acceptance. One freshman student who attended the event told Campus Reform that Rashidwar promotes a misleading message about personal health. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.